Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville's police department is seeking more officers to patrol the downtown tourism district, and the announcement of the 2030 Super Bowl coming to town might just further raise that need. That's one insight from the department's $355 million budget presentation to the Metro Council. WPLN's Emily West reports.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake said he had one ask ahead of the Super Bowl: an additional $5 million for the entertainment district.
In the world in which we live, visible, on-duty police officers are essential for a downtown such as ours.
That unit polices Lower Broadway on its busiest nights. Officers answer all kinds of calls, from shootings to drunken brawls. Right now, the unit works in concert with private security that's funded in part by the nonprofit Nashville Downtown Partnership. Councilmember Zulfat Swara asked why MNPD couldn't answer all the needs.
Can you walk me why we still need that when we have MNPD there? And why is MNPD not covering all the things that need to be done downtown?
The chief said the answer boils down to a lack of resources, now and for the foreseeable future. Emily West, WPLN News.
Chief Drake said the downtown unit currently has 45 officers, but he would like to see it funded for 60. The autonomous vehicle company Waymo is pulling its cars from Nashville's highways. News station WKRN reports Waymos will be available only for surface street trips in Music City. It's a temporary pause to give the software time to get better at navigating construction zones. Earlier this month, the company recalled nearly 4,000 cars. That included its entire Nashville fleet. Software was failing to assess flood risks and needed an update. The vehicles were not pulled from the roads then. Instead, software updates were made at depots between trips. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.